You're listening to SBS News.
After Congress refused to authorise President Donald Trump's request for nearly $6 billion in funding towards a border wall, he declared a national emergency, which would allow him to fund the project with money that had been earmarked for other concerns by Congress. However, that declaration has been terminated by a large margin in the House of Representatives. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, says at the heart of the US Constitution is a separation of powers within government as a check and balance.
In their wisdom, our founders rejected the idea of a monarch. They didn't want to live under that. They made that clear. They fought a war of independence to free themselves from that.
Ms. Pelosi says Mr. Trump's actions to try to circumvent the wishes of Congress is a threat to the Constitution itself because it's an attempt to gain control of funding that should be under the control of Congress. She asked the House if their loyalties were to President Trump or to the Constitution.
Well, we are not going to give any president, Democratic or Republican, a blank check to shred the Constitution of the United States. We would be delinquent in our duties as members of Congress if we did not overturn what the president is proposing. He is asking each and every one of us to turn our backs on the oath of office that we took to the Constitution of the United States. I do not believe that the Republicans want to do that. I don't think it's consistent with what they have advocated in the near term and historically.
The vote against the president's declaration was carried by a comfortable majority.
On this vote, the yeas are 245, the nays are 182. The joint resolution is passed without objection. The motion reconsidered is laid on the table.
13 Republicans joined Democrats in voting against the president's wishes, among them the Republican representative for Alaska, Lisa Murkowski. She says this isn't about whether or not she supports President Trump.
This is not about whether or not you support ensuring that our borders are strong and secure, which I absolutely do. This is about making sure that we respect the lines and the lanes of authorities that are laid out in the Constitution. And so I'm going to be voting yes on the resolution of disapproval.
West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says he would have found it difficult to explain to his constituents that this really was a national emergency.
I try to work with the president wherever I can when I think it's good for my state and my country. I'm very careful about that. And I can go home and explain it. If I can go home and explain it, I can vote for it. This one I cannot explain, saying this is definitely a national emergency and definitely we have to do it this way. I don't see that, and I take the Constitution very seriously that the power of the purse lies with Congress.
The resolution now goes forward to a vote in the Republican-led Senate, but it would only take a handful of defections for it to pass in what would mark a major rebuke of the president. Mr. Trump has already vowed to veto the measure if it reaches his desk after repeatedly calling on Congress to fund the project. In December, he led the country into a 35-day shutdown when Democrats turned down his demands. Supporters of the plan to build a wall insist that it's vitally important to keep U.S. borders secure. Pete Olson, the Republican representative for Texas, says people who don't live near the southern border have no idea about the pressures faced there.
The U.S. and Mexico border is 2,400 miles long. My home state of Texas is half that border, 1,200 miles. Texans know something others in this chamber apparently don't know. We are at war on the southern border with the drug cartels. I say it again, we are at war on the southern border with the drug cartels from Mexico.
The border wall was a central pillar of Mr. Trump's election campaign. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.